Youth from the monastery. Yes, it's Sunday, and I'm going back 1 week. 1 week from last Sunday to this Sunday. Last Sunday, when we were sitting at breakfast and talking about our village campo, Herb said, let's get up and just make a little tour. I show you the latest news, the latest developments from campo. So we took one of our expeditions and off we zipped. We zipped around campo. Well, believe it or not, this little commune is in the process to develop, how many? 250 housings.
In one place.
And that is just in one place. And we, yeah, very close to each other. And we drove with our expedition all through the future roads, the subdivisions, and had a ball. But the day didn't finish like this. We also went to Hamul in that special place, and it is it has a natural swimming pool, a natural spring. And we had German sauerkraut with, Hakumba, I'm sorry, yes. Hamul, yeah, Hakumba. Hakumba, I saw everybody making a strange face, so I said, what is wrong here? Anyhow, that was our Sunday adventure. We are also in the process to put ozone generators in our swimming pools and in our jacuzzi. And after a couple of weeks of patiently dealing with our workers, the work seems to be accomplished. And we see the first results of a clear water. That means that the monks here at the monastery have a little less work to do in cleaning the pools and the jacuzzi. And it's a very pleasant, pleasant look in the water. It's clear and it's feeling. You feel the skin feels good. So this is the ozone generator experience with Fernando and Arsuro, the genius in ozone installations. And, it went for 3 months, but they made it, finished it in glory. And we know why they took so much time, because they really like to come here. And they have even some new suggestions for other projects, just to come here on the property, because they love the campus, they love Herb, they love Sylvia, and apparently me with the blue eyes. They didn't deal too much with Inga, but maybe in the next project they have something, they get to know Inga better. We have our trip to Africa. We have our trip to Africa set for the 9th of October. And actually, what was very important to get our visas, and we received them. And we received a beautiful fax, email rather, from our Nigerian people with the schedule of event. And from the 23rd of October to the 31st of October, I tell you guys, we have a program from morning 8 o'clock to in the evening 8 o'clock, and it's at least 3 times speaking engagements, including television and radio. So we will have a lot of fun. And what really was a blessing for us here at the University of Healing The Nigerian people who like to play the game of being poor, they suddenly put a new cause in motion, and they came up with a donation for us for $2,500. So this is a real blessing for the country, for Nigeria, which we see whole and perfect, rich, wealthy, and happy, and full of joy and blessings. We had the news from one of our students in Ghana that our dear friend and student, Reverend Hilarion Hayford, from God Unlimited Faith Builder, living in Dunkwa on Orphin, has apparently passed away. Hilarion, he had one dream, and that was to become a minister of God Unlimited. And although he was already in his 80s, when this dream was fulfilled, he enjoyed it many years. And this means that whenever we put a cause in motion, whenever we have a dream, we just go for it and stand for it. And Hilarion was a perfect and is a perfect example for this. We have our handyman at the time, where we had just four monks here at the monastery, Brian coming and helping us with his muscles. He's well built and a very good worker, doing here and there some digging around the Hermitage, which looks quite beautiful. And whoever will be soon here, come to visit us, they will have the joy to see the Hermitage blooming and in a new dress. But Brian, living here in Campo, and he was recommended by our friend Joan Taylor from the hardware store. He's doing some fencing here around the monastery, so that Button, our schnauzer dog, Button, 6 years old now, and little Love, 3 years old, can also enjoy the garden around the monastery. And we have enlarged it, so Brian is working on this project. We called Reverend Dr. Marie Heiliger. We just inspired to talk to her. And she let us know that 2 weeks ago, her husband, I think Winfried was his name, passed away. And she had dedicated many, many years to her husband, seeing him whole and perfect, and he passed away in peace and very gently to his next experience. We had another evening, or we had a special day on Thursday, and that was baptizing our monk, Reverend Dr. Ingeborg Puchert, with a new name, and her name we gave her, and she liked it, actually, she wanted it, was and is Inga, short and sweet and gentle. And we really made a beautiful baptism. We baptized her with some leaves of the live oak tree, the trees which grow beautifully here on our campus and are evergreen and have the symbol of eternal life. And that's what we have seen in Inga, eternal life, eternal youth, and eternal joy. We had a beautiful party. And in the evening before we went to bed, I saw it, and some of us saw it, there was a very special sky. Sky was like a fire, like a rocket coming up, a rocket coming up, and it was red, yellow, reddish, and then behind it had like a tail, And it had letters, and for me the first letter was a G or an I, whatever you wanted to interpret it. For myself, I give it the interpretation of Yamini J. And if Inga has seen it, she naturally saw her I, as in Inga. And it has these letters behind, like little circles. It was something I have never seen in all these years here on campus. The sky was fantastic. It was dark already. There was no sunset anymore, but this sign in the sky was a special message. So that was the finishing of Inga's new name, celebration of her new birth, of her birth. We have the joy and the honor to meet Arts, our son, our neighbor, Josh, Art.
Our son. Joshua.
Yasha.
Josh.
Josh is his name.
Josh.
Jeremy, Oscar, Sylvia, Herb.
Okay, so now they give me here some. You got it all, Josh. And that is Art's son.
And Julie.
And Art and Julie's son, our neighbors, who came to the campus and give a hand to Art. And he is a delightful young 26-year-old man, and single, still available for a young, pretty girl who likes to get married with a handsome young man. We are not promoting marriages, but we are promoting innocent souls, yes. And, you know, here as a practitioner, we have always the joy to talk to students and people all around the world. And while I was talking yesterday to our student and our dear Minister Reverend Wilma Chesney from New York, who is affiliated with us as a church, she was telling me that, and she said, you know, I'm working also as a teacher. I'm not only a minister, I'm going still to school, and I have little children about 8-9 years old. And you know what happened? A little boy, just a new, the school has just started, and this boy, 8 years old, he was new in the class. And he was actually, this day, was a couple of days the school had started, but I found he was a little bit restless that day. Well, what happened, that he fell out of the window, and he fell from the 4th floor. And it was a tragedy. Everybody ran and thought, my God, this kid is dead, because it's very, very high. And Wilma, who knows the philosophy, instantly spoke her word. They brought the little boy to the hospital, and he had not one bone broken, whole and perfect. Just a little shock, but otherwise whole and perfect. And what Wilma said, and you know, the most amazing part was that the mother who came to talk to me in school, she was relaxed and peaceful, not at all worried about her child. And she said, I know my child is a special child, because since he's born, he has quite some interesting experience. But we always know that he's whole and perfect, and we see in him the Messiah. Wow. And she told me that story, very proud, how she, as a practitioner, as a minister, as a teacher, takes charge of her life. Well, these are the news for 1 week from the monastery, from the University of Healing, from God Unlimited in Campo, California. I love you.